We will talk about sports, and that means we will bring in Mike Causey. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm good.
All right. So.
My computer's not good, but I'm good.
Welcome to the club. So now, we talked about San Francisco. They're playing on Thanksgiving Day, right?
No.
No?
They're playing Sunday at 1 that nobody could watch.
That's right. And it's such a big game. I don't know if you saw the story. The 49ers are the first 10-1 National Football League team ever to be listed as an underdog.
They're an underdog against Baltimore?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But anyways, it's just a little footnote to that. Well, wait a minute, Mike. I did read it on the internet, so it could be wrong. But I think that's the case.
No, I think they get that right.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. The Astros added a pitcher to their roster for next year.
Who'd they pick up?
Dustin Garneau.
Who's he?
I have no idea.
That makes two of us.
All right. If they did it, he must be pretty. He must have some upside.
Either that or going to make another deal.
All right. And the Red Sox have renamed their AAA team. They're moving to the Woo Sox.
The who?
Woo Sox.
They're out of Pawtucket.
I guess so. They probably moved to Worcester, I would figure. If
wow.
They're the Woo Sox, I haven't opened it up, but I would figure, what else would you name them Woo for?
They were in Pawtucket for a long time.
Yeah. Well, you see what Major League Baseball wants to do with all their minor league teams, right?
They want to cut them.
Yeah. Let's cut
the minor league so we can put more unqualified players in the major league.
And pay people $400 million. It just doesn't make sense. The minor leagues, to me, is what holds the major leagues together. But that's just me. I don't know.
So if you cut your supply of players, you're going to have less players, less talent. Major League Baseball is doing it backwards. They need to expand the minor leagues and cut the major leagues.
Well, I was going to say they should put more money into their Hartford, Connecticut, okay? They built the ballpark. It was a year overdue, okay? But it's a beautiful ballpark in the center of Hartford. Mike, I want to tell you, they've got every night there that they play 5,000 to 10,000 people that show up in the center of Hartford to watch minor league baseball.
Well, Lakewood, which isn't much of a town in New Jersey, has been supporting the team since I moved here almost 20 years ago, and it's one of the highest drawing teams in the minor league clubs in the country. So, if you put it in the right place, people go. But like I said, you need to retract major league teams, not minor league teams. You need more minor league teams. Back in the days of baseball's glory, there was AAA, AA. There was a lot more A-ball teams, and then you had a B-league and a D-league. So you had a lot of guys playing baseball with a bigger pool to pick from, with less teams in the major leagues, so your competition's better. Anytime you dilute the amount of teams you have in your professional ranks, the dilution goes right through to the players, because there's just not that many players to support a major league team. You can't have more because you dilute the talent.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting about Hartford, Mike? The NHL used to get mad at Hartford because they only had an arena that could seat up to 14,000 people, and the Whalers would only always get between 10 and 14,000 people. But look at what they get for their minor league hockey team. Always puts 8,000 people in the seats in Hartford, and with a nice stadium, and a good environment. People will, they want a major league experience at minor league parks, and they can get it by the parks being nicer and stuff like that. But it's great because you can still go out and spend $2 on a hot dog and a buck on a soda. And you can bring your family to these games. So,
yeah, you can't bring them to the Garden.
You can't bring them any place for that. You can't.
No.
Anyways, anything else in sports we want to talk about here?
Yeah, Duke lost last night.
Yeah, they lost.
Home.
That's right.
Almost a 30-point favorite.
To who do they lose to? St. Mary's of the Snow?
Close. Stephen F. Austin. So two number one teams took it on the chin as big favorites at home in the last 2 weeks. Duke lost last week, this week, and Kentucky lost last week. So it seems like there's a number one curse every week. You get beat by an unranked team. So far this season, that's happened.
And
my computer froze, but Ohio State's ranked number one ahead of LSU.
I don't know. Let me take a look at this here.
How is that possible? Because they beat Penn State? College football's garbage. It really is.
No, that's the AP top 25. The AP top 25 has LSU first. Ohio State second.
I don't care if it's the whatever poll. How could a team that's ranked number one win by almost 50 points against a top college in Arkansas? It's not like you're playing NJIT, and you lose your number one ranking.
You're right. The computer rankings and stuff like that, Ohio State's number one, LSU's number two, Clemson's number three, Georgia's number four, Alabama's number five, Utah's 6, Oklahoma's 7th, Minnesota's 8th, Baylor's 9th, and Penn State is 10th.
How could LSU fall? How?
I have no idea. That's just absolutely crazy.
That's why this whole thing is junk.
Well, that's why the AP has LSU on in first place.
Well, the computers know everything. My computer's frozen still. That's how much it knows. It's a joke. Absolute joke. You got to pick teams this week. Give them a talk tomorrow.
Oh, that's right. Okay, so we have to pick teams tomorrow. Okay.
You can go first. I got mine written down.
Well, hang on a second here. Oh, gosh.
My computer woke up.
Because there's two games tomorrow. Three games, pardon me. All right, hang on a second here. Your computer's doing that. Mine's...
Yeah, mine's working now.
Mine's slowing down here. It's ringing it up. I got to do something about this one. Here we go. All right. Let's bring it up here, folks. All right. Thanksgiving football. The selections are... Okay, here we go. There's the Bears against the Lions at 12:30 at Detroit. You know, that's a stinker of a game.
You got that right.
I'm going to take the Bears just because their defense.
That's why I took them. Both teams don't have a quarterback.
Yeah.
One has a broken back, and the other one can't play worth anything, so I'm going with the better defense. I'm taking the Bears, too.
Okay, the Bills at the Cowboys at 4:30. Well, the Cowboys have got to win. You know what? With the way the NFC East is going, I'll take the Bills in that one. The 8:20 game, the Saints versus the Falcons... I like Drew Brees. I like the coach of the Saints, so I'm going to take the Saints.
I'm pretty much with you. I got Chicago, but I'm taking Dallas over Buffalo, and I'm taking New Orleans.
If the NFC East wasn't so bad, I'd do that, but I don't have faith in any team.
Well, that's why it's so bad, because Dallas looks like trash, and Buffalo's 8-3, so you figure Dallas will lose, so they won't.
That's right. That probably was going to happen. All right. Well, I want you to have a good Thanksgiving.
You too, guys. Have a great Thanksgiving. Enjoy yourselves.
And what's your favorite part of the turkey? The breast, the leg?
Yeah, I'm a white meat guy.
Yeah, so am I. The hell with this dark meat stuff.
You can take the leg, the drumsticks. You can take all that. Just give me some white meat.
But I do like the crispy skin as well. So.
Oh, me too. I love the skin. I take the skin and the white meat.
You got it. Hey, have a happy Thanksgiving, Mike.
Thanks, you too, and all our listeners. Have a happy and safe Thanksgiving.
All right, take care.
Bye.
Mike Kazi with the Check on Sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.